Oh, man, it's a Monday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The sun is shining. It's beautiful. There's no rain, but yet it's still.
Yeah.
Are those your bullfrogs?
Yes. This is every night.
Now, is this from your house?
Yes. Okay, here we go. They're really going here in a second. Listen. And they do it.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like people on a very slow swing.
I was a little bit surprised that it didn't register as highly as it did on my
Because it's so much more annoying to you when you sit there and listen.
Well, it's not necessarily annoying. It's kind of a comforting to some extent, but it's amazing they do it 24 hours a day.
I was going to say, when you're in bed, you're laying there and you hear...
It kind of lulls me to sleep. So I don't
know. See?
Yeah.
It's bullfrogs, huh?
Yes.
And you're not allowed to go out and eat them?
Well, they're... I didn't realize they were an endangered species.
All bullfrogs or that particular kind of bullfrogs?
I don't know. I just assumed they're... I'm not going to go out and eat them anyway. My frog-gigging days are over. Too many mosquitoes.
Gigging.
Too much moisture.
Now, see, I wasn't sure if gigging frogs was legal.
I think
I'm not sure how you would catch them. It's not like you can reel them in on a...
No, you need a what they call, used to call a gunny sack or a burlap bag. You take all your gig frogs.
See, you know more about...
Done it once in my life.
Yeah. And?
Dark,
did somebody eat
wet,
them or did you just
buggy.
Move them around from one place to another?
We ate them, frog legs.
And? Tell me.
They're still kicking.
It tastes like chicken.
Well, they do.
I think I've had frog legs before.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where you go, man, you would have to have an overabundance of these because otherwise, if you only got two, you might be really hungry.
Yeah.
And Bob and I were talking the other day about like squirrel or rabbit. There's not a whole lot there.
Particularly on squirrel. Now, on rabbits, you can get some decent meat. But squirrel, yeah, you're right. You end up making squirrel stew like Granny did.
That was possum stew.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Possums can get really big.
They were rodent-like.
Oh, anyway. I know someone I'm friends with on Facebook who has a possum and babies.
Eee.
And they're literally like carrying around the adult possum with them. Yeah, that's one of those animals... No matter what, I don't look at it and go, oh, isn't it cute? It's a possum. There's nothing cute about it.
Raccoon over the weekend broke off the end of a branch, took my suet cage, the whole thing. Just took it.
I thought you were thinking he was out there smacking it until it fell down.
No, I can't find it. It stripped it completely. It took it all the way off. It's gone.
Wow.
I looked. I thought maybe it dropped on the ground.
You might need to give up on the suet.
I can't because we got our second sighting of orioles over the weekend.
And orioles are eating your suet?
Yes.
Hmm.
The berries in it.
Well, you could just get berries, but that'll be so much easier on the raccoon.
Well, we tried that last year. Yeah, we tried that last year.
Some jam out there.
We've had better luck with the suet, so we'll go with what works.
Well, maybe you need to hang a long string from a high tree out in the middle of nowhere, and then the raccoon can't figure out how to get to it.
He can. He's smarter than I am.
An oriole feeder is a little orange roof with little cups on the side or a stick of orange on it or something.
Yeah.
Hmm. Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you.
It's like squirrels. People who try to get rid of them, it's just not going to happen.
No, no.
Well, we have P words this week.
Okay.
Well, they're all 4, 5, 6, or 7. We're going to go with this one. Four-letter word, beginning with P. As in pop, meaning the history of a person, group, etc. Four-letter word, beginning with P as in pop. The history of a person, a group, etc.
And could this mean something else, or does it have another meaning that's more easily discernible?
No, this is...
This is it.
This, no, it's got more meanings, this is a very good clue.
Okay.
It's Monday. It's Hazy Brain Monday. It's your history. It's your...
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Are you kidding me?
Easy today. Just Don't think too hard. It's Monday. I try to give you the easy ones on Mondays. 243-4351, if you can tell me what today's P word is. Four letters beginning with P, meaning the history of a person, a group, etc. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue in Jacksonville. If you have not won in the last 6 weeks, you can play along. You're playing for a lunch buffet that can be used, a gift certificate we'll give you that you can use out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. Two phone calls, two hangups. They think they know and then give up. Very quickly. 243-4351. Four-letter word beginning with P. Good morning.
Is it a pack?
Nope, that's not it. Thanks for trying. Well, it's not your future. It's your history or your four-letter P word. It's Monday. Don't overthink this. Good morning. You're on the air.
Past.
That's it. Past. And who is this?
Elliot in Waverly, Illinois.
Of Waverly. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Very good.
My son-in-law got his beans out, so the whole family's happy.
Very good. Very good, Bev. Well, you stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate, and you can take that out to Bogey's and get yourself a lunch buffet.
Sounds great, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bev Elliott, our winner today, it is past. We were all just thinking too hard about it.
Read that definition again.
It's a four-letter word beginning with P, meaning the history of a person or a group. It's
past.
Your
okay.
Past.
Okay.
We got passed by a lot. No, that doesn't
work. That
does work.
No, okay. It's different.
Past.
Yeah.
P-A-S-T.
There's a wide variety of incentives depending on the make and model.
Find new roads at Marshall Chevrolet in Winchester.
Marshall is why Chevy's the buy at Marshall Chevrolet.
Does your bank understand you?
Your business.
Your farm.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you own a business, run the family farm, or simply have big dreams, we have a full line of financial products to fit your needs. I'm Mike Reeder, and I am your bank, and I can help with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
So was the heat enough for you yesterday?
Was what?
The heat.
Enough for me?
Yes.
I was actually at one point walking on blacktop in a parking lot thinking, what happened to those beautiful in-between days?
Come on.
We went straight from 70 to 80.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I stepped outside to put a little fish food in a little tiny fish pond thing I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gorgeous. I was under the shade of the tree and a little breeze and the birds were singing. I was just like...
No buffalo nets?
I should just sit here. Well, I was only out there for like 2 minutes.
Oh,
so
okay.
They hadn't chased me down yet.
Yeah.
But it was just perfect. Last night I was out for a few minutes. I got a couple of bites. It's just... I don't know. I'm just so against bug spray. I hate the smell no matter what. It's... Once you put it on, you've committed to it. And
yeah.
You better shower before you do anything else.
Yeah.
So if you're out in the yard early in the day, then you work a little bit, then you got to go shower, and then you go back out later, and then it's just, the smell is just,
I just suck it up and just throw it on, and that becomes my new cologne of the day.
Eau de Vanilla Mint.
Oldest granddaughter that's staying with us right now, Leah, sets up a lemonade stand.
out at your place.
Yeah, and I'm thinking... Okay, this is a cul-de-sac. Nobody ever comes down here. So I'm mowing, you know, and I say I'd laugh and I kind of giggle. I thought, well, I'll go over after I get done mowing and grab a glass of lemonade. Lo and behold.
She ran out?
No. Somebody comes down the road. She gets lemonade. Lemonade and a brownie.
What?
Yeah.
See, you should have posted that somewhere. People would have been traveling out there. She would have made $20 over the weekend.
I think they did post it on like Facebook or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they had gone out and saw somebody at the neighbor's house who were moving some furniture.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Hey, not doing anything. Come down and grab some lemonade." So it wasn't by chances.
And lemonade stands are one of those things where. When I lived near college and Illinois College area, you would see more often in the summer. Kids would be just sitting there along College Avenue. It's like, oh, I'm going to pull over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're asking for a dollar for a little couple of... And you're like, I don't even have a dollar on me. So I'll take two cups and here's $5. And, you know,
that's it.
It's a case of sometimes it's too cheap and they're so cute.
Yes.
So you can make some money.
Yeah.
Adults doesn't work for us.
No. You could try to do that. It just... There's just nothing,
I never, ever had a lemonade
There's nothing
stand.
Cute about an adult lemonade stand. Just no matter how you...
There's a creepy old guy on the corner over
there.
Yeah,
that's usually what it turns out to be.
Trying to drug the kids up probably got something
Stay
in there.
Stay away from him. He's dangerous.
Why are some things totally like that?
Yeah.
You know, once you become an adult, you can't do that anymore.
No. Yeah. Yeah, you can't be... you know, if you're a grandpa, that seemingly is okay. But if they don't know you're a grandpa and you walk over and start talking to small kids, that's usually not a good thing.
There's certain things that have become the no-no.
Yet women can do that easily. They can go over and, hey, you're so
It's
cute.
That whole motherly thing.
I think it is.
I don't know.
There's some bias there that I'm just not comfortable with.
And we're slowly getting out of it with the man buns and stuff like that.
Man buns? Oh, okay. With a hair parked up on top of your head.
I don't know. Anyway, the guys with man buns look mellower or something. I don't know. It's a whole new generation. You know, back in the 60s when parents said, oh, your hair is long, cut it. And it was just below the earlobe. That, you know, that's crazy. When you got in the 70s, it was halfway down their back.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, it's long, but they keep it up and neatly tied away. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's different things. About 10 years ago, everybody was bald, shaving their heads. Now they got this full beard from the whole baseball thing a few years back. Everybody in these giant beards, seriously.
I'm glad you mentioned that. They don't look good.
No, it's unattractive.
They look hot. They look like they could get in the way.
And most of them are almost like a shaved head and a full beard. Yeah. It's like the ZZ Top look going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a new look, and give it a few years, it'll be gone.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was tattoos for a while. Still is to some extent. Say,
I don't think those are going anywhere, but...
Well, they can't.
Depends on how much you cover them up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I mean new people getting them. I think it's around to stay for a little while. I don't know, but it's... you know, one of these days, we're going to be back to the 50s, and kids on Friday nights are going to go out on dates with suit ties and dresses. It'll be amazing.
Skinny black ties, white shirt.
What were those pants? Chinos. Get you some little chinos and... I don't know.
So if I'm still wearing them, I'm way out of date.
And you know, if you go back and you look at Fred Astaire, Frank Sinatra, those guys in movies,
Their
pants were kind of short.
Yeah,
you always saw their socks.
And they're always white, seemingly.
So, I don't know. Do we want to go back to that? I don't know. Yeah, they had white socks.
Well, you look at some of the old ball games and the crowds there. They all had usually.
Short shorts and T-shirts guys.
No,
it's not attractive.
No.
We should never go back to that either.
I've got pictures that you really don't want to see.
I've seen other people back in the 80s with their cutoff T-shirt. We were just talking about that yesterday. Guys used to wear cutoff T-shirts, like those football jersey T-shirts with the sleeves were a different color. And then they were cut off and they were wearing short shorts. Nowadays, if somebody were to walk around like that, you would stereotype them real quick.
Oh, I would.
But that was the thing, and it should stay in the past.
I had a pair.
There's
of,
our word.
I had a pair of blue jeans shorts. And usually, what happens is you wore your blue jeans until they ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
Which now apparently you're supposed to continue wearing.
You buy them that way at $100.
Yeah, right. But anyway, back then you would chop them off, and inevitably I would have some fraying in the backside. So by the time I put on my shorts, oh boy.
They were mighty short shorts there, Mr. Scott. That's why there should be always dress codes at work. Or in public places. At what point can people actually tell you what you can wear? I don't know. It's business. They walk in here. They stay behind the counter. How do we know what's going on over
here? It's like the TV news people.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on below the waist.
They could be in their underwear with a nice suit jacket.
Gotcha.
You would not know if they don't stand up.
Yep.
Only the weather guy has to worry.
That's where you want that siren to go off in the middle of it. That's clear the building. You want to see him stand up and leave.
No, not if that's good. The case. See, people don't know right now we're naked.
Yeah.
They would never know. What I show up to work in.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's Monday. We have guests for What's on Your Mind. You have to dress appropriately.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Anything
all
goes.
Bets are off. Yeah. We just kind of roll in here however it works.
It's, yeah.
And again, the forecast for the rest of the week is that the weather system that begins moving in here tomorrow looks to be daunting at this point in terms of the amount of rain it could leave behind.
My worry is 80 with a 60% chance of thunderstorms.
Yep.
And those two combination things are always bad. It seems like the word severe will get thrown out.
Oh, it will be.
Several times this week. But
The first time we'll probably see it's about 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon until about 6 o'clock. Watch out.
Might be even tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it could be. Just be aware. And we'll keep our eyes out. And if something happens, then stupid EAS system will overwrite us. And then we'll come back and explain to you exactly what's going on.
And it is tornado season.
Yep.
You should have already had a plan.
Yep.
We talked about it. What is it? March 4th through 10th or 11th or something like that is awareness week. So by now you should have a place to go, know how to get there, everybody in the house. And
know where all your kids are going to be on Wednesday afternoon.
We did discuss a few years ago when you were driving down the street, you see a tornado coming. They used to say, get out of the car, get into the ditch.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they said, no, 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 no. You could drown in the ditch because of heavy rains. And I myself never thought that it would be a great idea to get out of the car. Since the car weighs a couple of thousand pounds, it could get lifted.
Yeah.
But my, I don't want to say how much I weigh self in the ditch, I think would get lifted up much quicker than a whole car. But so you don't want to climb out of your car and get in a ditch because it could be flooded and then be worse.
Here's the thing to remember. Again, most deaths around tornadoes occur because of blowing debris.
Yeah.
So any place you can go that keeps you from getting hit with blowing debris, that's a place to be. And in some instances, pulling off your vehicle and strapping yourself in and just riding it out may be the best option, particularly if there's wires around.
Yeah. Duck down so you're not looking through the glass.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, down on the floor or something. But it's in your house. That's why they have you go to the lower level inside walls.
Or the most stable area underneath the stairwell.
It's scary.
In the bathtub, pull something over the top of you.
Probably the shower curtain eventually.
Probably. I don't sure how substantial that is, but at least you feel better.
I won't be looking at anything if that's the case. Yeah. But it's again, Mr. Scott is a professional. He will be outside looking for them, but the rest of us should seek shelter immediately and have a plan. Have a plan.
Let's hope this is just talk.
But we'd rather you be prepared.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
It is just talk. It's just chit-chat, Gary.
It's
just
chit-chat.
Some chit-chat.
Speaking of which, we'll have it on the World Wide Web under WLDS.com just as I get my self-organized.
Get to the news page.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
If someone did come up with an awesome name, we would change it. But
in a heartbeat.
We are chit-chat for now.
Heartbeat.
Have a great Monday.
You too.
Thank you. Coming up, we'll have a look at that wonderful weather forecast.